Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide for Halloween, Monday, October 31st. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, staying warm this winter. Today, many Americans are facing an issue their parents and grandparents never dreamed of: how to heat their homes this winter. Although winter is still 7 weeks away, anxiety among those in the northern parts of the country is at an all-time high, and rightfully so. The price and supply of most conventional heating fuels show that keeping your house warm this winter will be very, very expensive. And for some, it might not be possible at all. Here, where I live in Pennsylvania, we're facing this winter with less than half the standard supply of heating oil. For those in other parts of the country, you may not be familiar with heating oil, but especially in the rural parts of the Northeast, heating oil is the primary source of heat in the wintertime. That typical diesel-like odor is wafting from many of the basements around here. Where I live, most of my neighbors use heating oil. Now, in New England, more than a quarter of their homes use heating oil. And for those of us living in the country, there is simply no practical alternative. Heating oil and propane are the two most valuable ways to heat your home. There are no natural gas pipelines out here. Electricity is prohibitively expensive in these cold climates. And geothermal is an alternative for some, but with a very high installation cost. Now, the Energy Information Agency provides updated information on the country's energy markets, and I'll rely on them for my data today. So, for the average homeowner, it's heating oil or propane, and what's occurring in the propane markets this year is also stunning. We're running out of heating oil. There simply is not enough. That's the inescapable conclusion you come to after reviewing the current data. Here in the Mid-Atlantic, we're going into this winter with just half the average amount of heating oil on hand. But in New England, heating oil stocks are at just a third of normal. How will the heating oil companies supply all their customers this year? No one knows. It's a reality that hasn't happened in anyone's memory. Let that sink in for a moment. What we do know is that the price of heating oil is skyrocketing. So far, in just the first 3 weeks of October, the cost of heating oil is up 24%. Heating oil began the month at $4.50 a gallon and is now at $5.69 a gallon on October 24th, the latest date reporting. That means if you have a standard size oil tank, it now costs well over $1,500 to fill it. What's worse, some of these larger homes around here may need two or three deliveries throughout the winter. My neighbor usually takes three tanks of oil in the wintertime. At these prices, his tab this year will be about $4,500. And that's even though he supplements his heating needs by burning wood, a popular alternative to conventional energy. What's most concerning is that this trend in heating oil prices is coming to all of us. I remember being appalled at the high heating costs my friends in Boston had when I lived in Southern California. I simply couldn't believe that they had to pay thousands of dollars to heat their homes. And then I went to the gas station. Suddenly, I understood that high energy costs are an epidemic throughout the country. For New England, it's the high heating costs in autumn and winter. For the South and Southwest, summer cooling costs are high. And for California, it's that high cost of transportation. We are a country that uses energy to make life bearable, to protect us from the humidity and heat of summer and the frigid cold of winter. And it's not just a luxury that we're seeking. For some, maintaining a livable home temperature is critical. It makes our homes habitable. Not to be morbid, but I expect many people will perish this winter just for a lack of heat in their homes. It is a shortage in our land of plenty. The United States has been blessed with a bountiful supply of oil, ranking in the top 10 in proven oil reserves, we have also been the number one oil-producing country for the last couple of years. We have one-third the population of China, yet we have twice the oil. However, this winter we are facing a shortage in all of our energy sources, with the very real specter of people dying for lack of heat. And shortage is not just a term that people in finance use loosely. It is a particular circumstance with real-world ramifications, and the best place to see these shortages is in the markets. Suddenly escalating prices in heating oil, propane, and gasoline indicate that we have shortages in those markets. Prices rise as supplies shrink. Curiously, this energy shortage began 21 months ago, when a new president was sworn in, with the pledge that he would, quote, transition the nation away from these fossil fuels. You know, those energy sources, like heating oil, propane, and gasoline, that are in such short supply right now. The headline news this morning is the record-shattering inflation rate in Europe. Inflation is caused directly by the increase in 25% in the gas and electric prices. The EU saw inflation higher than 10% in this latest quarter. Eurostat, the organization that compiles all of the EU's economic data, is out with an interesting article this morning that shows the wide range of energy costs. This 10% of inflation for all of Europe does not reflect the incredible differences between the member nations. There are a group of countries where energy costs are rising at an unprecedented rate. Energy costs in these countries, gas and electric, up more than 50% this year. These countries include Latvia, Estonia, Romania, the Czech Republic, and Denmark. Other countries, however, are seeing a relatively mild increase in their energy costs. Countries seeing less than 10% increases in energy include Bulgaria, Slovenia, Germany, France, and Ireland. France, of course, has the continent's most extensive nuclear power stations, and this power source is not impacted by the Russian gas boycott. At the same time, Germany appears to be subsidizing its citizens' gas and electric bills. Inflation in Europe is the enduring cost, however, of their Russian oil and gas sanctions, as well as the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline. Europe is now paying premium prices for energy they must directly source worldwide. Moving around the world to China, those Chinese purchasing managers are indicating that the Chinese economy is slowing. Both manufacturing and non-manufacturing purchasing managers slipped into negative territory last month. For the non-manufacturers, it was the first time in 5 months that they've hit the brakes. The purchasing managers are the first step in the production cycle and are considered an excellent leading indicator. Now, here in the U.S., the big news will come on Wednesday when the Federal Reserve will issue its latest decision on interest rates. Everyone on Wall Street believes the Fed will raise rates by 75 basis points this time. It's a compromise position, with some earlier Fed statements indicating that they would have liked to raise rates by 100 basis points. Still, recent economic data suggests that would be too much for this steadily weakening economy. From the earnings desk, reported adverse reactions to Howmet Aerospace and Payment Process Global payments this morning. In contrast, Emerson Electric and ON Semiconductor are trading unchanged on their results. And that's the value side for Halloween, this Monday, October 31st. For all of our articles, complete with charts and references, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.